In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So, unintentionally, my article for the newsletter actually turns out to be a fairly good sermon for the readings for today, which is actually a little advantageous because I want to talk about prayer. Many of you know, in the last week, we've had a shooting again in San Bernardino, California. And I was disturbed because the first tweets that you heard from the event, or the first things that you saw on Facebook from the event, were things like, "It's the Christians' fault. The Christians did this. If we didn't have the Christians, it would be a better world." It was shocking. This is actually continued further by a Newsweek article that says, "God can't change this." And in the article, they continue on to say that not only can God not change this, but that He won't change this. That's where we've come, people. That's where we find ourselves in this day and age. So here's my question. How did we get here? Why did we get here? At this point, it cannot be denied that when people think of religion, they think of these words: "There is but one God, Allah, and Muhammad is His prophet." Do you all think of that? Or do you remember the first lines from John's Gospel? "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Do you remember 1 Corinthians 13:13? "Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Do you remember the words of Christ in the Gospel? "I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. I tell you truly, not one jot or tittle of the law shall pass away until this earth and all flesh passes away." Presidential candidates, after the shooting, can be seen tweeting, "We need tighter gun control laws." There's a new philosophy in the United States called prayer shaming. You say prayers because you don't want to do anything. You say prayers because you don't want to make a difference. Prayers are empty, mindless things that don't matter. Is that what we're to think during Advent? During this time of anticipation? Every week we say the creed. "He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and the Holy Ghost and was made man." God came and dwelt among us. Who failed, God or us? Does prayer really not matter? Does God not matter? Father Homer F. Rogers, you've heard me talk about him before, wrote a book called The Romance of Orthodoxy. And in this book, he talks about the role of a priest and how the congregation's faith and understanding is always one degree less than the priest. Now, you want to hear something really terrifying? We are all called to the royal priesthood. Our congregation is the world. If our congregation is the world and we are priests, and the congregation is always one degree less in faith than that of the priest, what does that say about us at this point? What does that say when Christianity formed out of Second Temple Judaism in the first century? And we believe this to be fact, not science fiction, not a wonderful story. Christianity was formed by the words of Christ in the first century. Islam was not even born until the 7th century. There is but one God, Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that because of the events of the last few years. The Episcopal Church and many other denominations don't want to confront sin. They've got this idea that we need to just be happy. It's all relative. Is it any wonder that God can't or won't change what's going on? Put it a different way. I ran across this morning, but it's actually very poignant. And it's an old Cherokee saying, and they don't know who wrote it, but it's simply this. An old Cherokee told his grandson, "My son, there is a battle between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, inferiority, lies, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, and truth." Upon hearing this, the boy thought about it and finally asked his grandfather, "Grandfather, which wolf wins?" The grandfather very quietly says, "The one you feed." What have we fed? It is a great privilege for us every week to come before the altar and see Christ present, absolutely real, in front of us. The flesh and blood. We partake of it and we are the body of Christ. It does not stop at those doors. You want people to stop saying that Christians are responsible for the evils of the world? Show them what Christianity is. You want them to believe in prayer? Pray. You want them to believe in hope? Give them a reason. Give them food for the good wolf. It's not about politics. The other thing that's spouted off is this gun control. We need tighter gun control laws. Do you not realize that California is a gun control's dream come true? They have the toughest laws of any state in the United States. They don't have to issue carry concealed permits. You cannot carry weapons openly at all. They have 3 times the number of background checks. They don't have assault weapons. They have magazine limits. Is that what killed those people? Guns? Or was it the intention of the people? And was the intention of the people that way because they believed in something that was true or because they had no hope? We celebrate in Advent God coming down and living among us. Father John Bearer has an excellent saying about this. Christ shows us God in the way that he dies as a human and shows us humanity in the way that he lived as Christ. If you believe the gospel, it is everything. And if you don't, this is just a building. This is just a pageant. These are just fancy clothes. And these are good people. Is that what we want to show the world? Or do we want to give them hope and life and joy and happiness and peace? Part of that is prayer. But a bigger part of that is actually having the courage to say prayer in public. A bigger part of that is not hiding who we are. A bigger part of that is sharing our faith. A bigger part of that is always going deeper into the scriptures and knowing what we believe. And more importantly, knowing why we believe it. The miracle of Christmas is the beginning of life. It's the beginning of salvation. It is what's completed at Easter, and the two can't be separated. It is not wrong to pray for things that happen. But the world is half right. We need to do things about it as well. We're in a sticky spot. Are we people of the book? Or are we people of the world? Make straight the ways. Be refined. Examine your life. Confess your sins. Take joy in prayer. But above all, believe in the miracle that we will celebrate in just a few weeks. And may God grant mercy, peace, and hope to the world. Amen.